I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's unemployment rate remains unchanged from a month before. The Alabama Department of Labor announced the jobless rate for June today. The number is the same as May at 6%. It represents more than 130,000 unemployed people in Alabama. The state says June employment actually increased by almost 34,000 people, but the gain wasn't enough to lower the unemployment number. The jobless rate is slightly lower from the June 2015 rate of 6.1%, but Alabama's unemployment rate remains well above the national unemployment average at 4.9%. Shelby County has the state's lowest unemployment rate at 4.8%, and Wilcox County has the highest at 15.1%. The Shoals will be crawling with visitors for the rest of the month. The annual W.C. Handy Festival is back and runs into August. The event was created to honor William Christopher Handy, who is known worldwide as the father of blues. The festival is the largest tourism attraction held annually in Northwest Alabama, drawing in what is projected to be more than 200,000 people. Tori Bailey is the festival chair. She says there will be a wide variety of music.
There's something for every kind of music lover. We have a pretty interesting mixture. There's jazz, and that's both straight ahead and contemporary. There is gospel. There is going to be R&B. There's going to be a little funky music, and even some country music. All of that is going to be happening during the course of the week.
Bailey says besides music, the festival will also feature a 5K run, family fun walk, a car show, and a little something for everyone. Peanut growers from across the nation are gathering in Florida. That includes Alabama's industry, which grows an estimated $80 million worth of peanuts per year. The 18th Annual Conference for the Southern Peanut Farmers Federation is meeting at Miramar Beach. Delegates will hear speakers on topics like surviving production uncertainty. Carl Sanders is the president of the Alabama Peanut Producer Association. He says they're addressing some of the concerns which farmers didn't expect.
One of them is the fact that we have an abundance of peanuts right now, and we're trying to figure out new uses for them. One of those new uses is possibly for peanut oil to be converted to jet fuel or to biodegradable hydraulic oil.
The conference runs through Saturday. A 50-50 chance of late-night showers and storms in the Tennessee Valley and central and west Alabama areas this evening, and partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.